Okay, everybody can hear me. Brian asked me to cover for him on the next Sunday. And then he asked me, he was going on vacation. He said, hey, you know, it would be better if you cover for me when I come back from vacation. So I completely changed what I was going to talk on. I originally was going to talk on something else, but then I go, you know, it's Pastor Appreciation Month. Why don't we talk about the pastor? And then, of course, I mentioned it to Mary Lee, and then the girls, ladies got involved, and whoo, they really took off with it. So it's Pastor Appreciation Month, and I'm going to be talking about the pastor. But first off, if you'd turn to Ephesians 5, 23 through 24. Ephesians 5, 22 through 24. The sermon's going to be about the pastor, but the pastor wouldn't be the person he is if it wasn't without, for Judy. Judy is a gift from God. So Ephesians 5, 22. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as you do to the Lord. For husbands is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of church, his body of which is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Judy has submitted completely to Brian. And you can see that by how... Don't whisper, Brian. Because I... Oh, no, no. This I changed this morning. How's that? So, we know that you're the pastor you are because you have God blessed you with Judy. And we know that's the gift God gave you. So then we flip to 1 Peter 3:1. No, it's chapter 3, verse 7, sorry. 1 Peter, and this is for Brian. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life so that nothing will hinder your prayers. So, Brian, Judy is a gracious gift to you, one that you should cherish. I know you cherish. Over the years, you've cherished it more, and I appreciate you for that. Okay, now we're going to go and focus on you. We're not going to focus on Judy anymore. Pastor, there's many, many scriptures about pastor appreciation in the Bible. This is my first time that I'm going to give a sermon. So obviously, you need 3 points, right? So I have 3 points. First, there are passages that encourage us to show that we appreciate our pastor. Second, there are texts that tell us why we should appreciate him. And third, there are passages that tell us how to show him our love and respect. So then I've got categories on each one, under each one of those. And of course, like Brian, it's not me that's saying it, it's scripture that's saying it. So it's got to be true. Okay, let's see if I can work this. It's not on. Oh. Okay, let's see. Not that way. Okay. So passages that encourage us to show appreciation to our pastor. The first one is in 1 Thessalonians 5:12 through 13. And I'll read that. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you. And I think Brian works very hard among us. Who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. it calls upon us to give back to the pastor because all he does and gives for us. The pastor's job is more than just preaching the word. He prays for us. He seeks God's guidance for us. And we are told to give back to the pastor what is due to him. The next one under this comes from, I went too far. Okay, thank you. It's 1 Timothy. And I'll read that. The elders who are directed the affairs of the church well are worthy of the double honor, especially those who work in his preaching and teaching. This one commands us to doubly honor those who minister to us. So this first one that I'm talking about is a subject that the pastor probably wouldn't really talk about, and that's how we're supposed to honor and financially support not just the church, but we're supposed to financially support the pastor. And then the last one in this one is 1 Corinthians 9:14. In the same way, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel. This verse makes it plain that it refers to giving our pastor a fair salary. So that's the first one, and that's probably the most difficult one that the pastor would not want to talk about, is finances. The next one, which I added a lot more under, so there's more than just 3 points. Sorry. The pastor tells us why we should honor or show appreciation to our pastor. And the first one's taken from Colossians 2, 1 through 5. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea. Now, you could change Laodicea to CBC. And for all who have not met me personally, my goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in Christ, and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith is in Christ. This passage really shows the heart of our pastor, what he thinks about us, what he wants from us, and how he works for us on our behalf. The pastor works very, very hard on our behalf. He's constantly praying for us. He's constantly looking for different ways to bring the gospel to us and to non-believers. The pastor works very hard for us. The next one is Philippians 1, 3 through 5. I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. This also shows the heart of the pastor, also showing that he continually lifts us up in prayer. Brian will drop everything if somebody needs him. He will change his schedule. If somebody has a need, it doesn't matter. He will change his schedule to go help that person in our church or outside the congregation, just to show Christ's love. The next one, did I go too far? Oh, there was two in there. Philippians 1, 7 through 11. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of the Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. The next one is James 3:1. This is showing the pastor is willing to put himself under higher standards than our benefit, for our benefit. The pastor is going to be judged by God with a higher standard than us in the congregation. And Brian is willing to do that for our sake. James 3:1, not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. So Brian knows how he's going to be judged, and he still chooses to stay and preach the word, and we thank him for that. The next one, and this will be the last one under that one. I only had four. 2 Peter 3:17.
Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless and fall from your secure position.
This shows that Pastor Brian diligently watches over our souls. He does not want to see anyone fall from the grace of God. He will pursue you. And I'm sure some people find it at times like he's pursuing really hard, but he knows what needs to be done biblically. He uses the word biblically to correct us when we stray away, fall away. He uses the word biblically to teach us, to direct us, and to guide us. And then the last one I have is passages telling us we should show appreciation for our pastor. This one I have five under. I don't know if that's too many. I'm sure Brian's going to critique me after. We'll see. And the first one's from Colossians 4, 2 through 4.
Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our messages, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am chained. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should.
One of the most important ways we can show our pastor appreciation is by praying for him daily. Praying for our pastor daily. Brian has said that he's felt prayers and he's been more free to be able to speak on certain things. So I thank everybody that prays for the pastor daily, uplifting Pastor and Judy daily in prayer.
Next one is Hebrews 13, 18 through 19. Pray for us, as we are sure that we have a clear, concise desire to live honorably in every way. I particularly urge you to pray so that I may be restored to you soon.
This one is also encouraging us to pray for the pastor. As the pastor, he's human too. He needs our prayers. He could possibly stumble. He's only human. We cannot put Pastor Brian up on a pedestal thinking, if he falls, I'm going to walk away, because pastor is only human, and we have to remember that. But we have to keep continually praying for him.
Next one is Hebrews 13, 7. Remember your leaders who speak the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.
We show our appreciation for our pastor when we follow his godly example. And Brian does set a godly example. And I thank you for that. This next one, Apostle John wrote this for a pastor appreciation scripture in 3 John 1,
3 through 4. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
Our pastor feels appreciated when we faithfully live godly lives. When we listen to his message, we glean from his message, and then we apply his message to our lives. We could not show more appreciation to our pastor than doing that. Doing what he's instructed from God to tell us, and we faithfully fulfill those commands. And then the last one I have is Hebrews 13:17. This one
tells us
to show our pastor appreciation by submitting to his direction.
Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.
So, Brian, we really appreciate everything you do for this church. It's just amazing. And I really appreciate every Sunday that you do this after preparing this.
Because you've got a gift from God, and you're using your gifts. And if you haven't, if you didn't sit through all of his classes or all of his preaching on the gifts of God, because all of us have a gift.
And the church isn't just the pastor. The church is this whole fellowship. And the pastor doesn't have every gift. We are brought into this fellowship with our gifts to fulfill the needs of the church that the pastor can't fulfill. If the pastor could do everything, he wouldn't need all of us out here. And if we expect the pastor to do everything, we're only going to burn him out. And we don't want to burn him out. We love him too much. We love Judy too much. And we don't want to give Judy a burnt out guy. So I want to thank you for everything you've done. Of course.